We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back at our 7 o'clock hour. Later in the hour, oh, please be true. Are these the final days of Ben Simmons' tenure in Philadelphia?
Not if they can't get in touch with him.
There are new developments there. That is a great new development. He is not involved. Updates say he is funneling all his calls through new girlfriend, Maya Jama.
He's ghosting them.
He's ghosting them.
He's hiding.
But he's not ghosting Maya or Jama. Anyway, but I want to start this hour, Al, with brilliance. We had a bunch of brilliant people on Friday's show. Yeah. We had Mike Lombardi. We had Andrew Brand.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And we had Jack McCaffrey. And somebody said, you were just missing one other brilliant person, Princeton's own Ross Tucker.
Ah, yeah.
And I want to mention here, Al, Ross will be doing Eagles preseason TV analysis. And you can follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man? It's football season. Let's do this.
Ross, it's exciting to me. No matter, just let's start with that. You were a player for years. Now you analyze. What's it like just as you're starting training camp?
So as a player or for me now?
As a player.
Terrible. It's awful. In all sincerity, people get surprised by this. But listen to me. I mean, when you start, and this is the truth, and I'm not saying this for anyone to feel sorry. Don't feel sorry. It's just the way it is, and it's awesome, and it's a dream come true. But you don't take a day off, Angela. Like, even the days that you're supposedly off, you still go in there. So when you report today, whatever it is, July 27th, you know that you will be in that facility every day until at least the second week of January, and you really have no control over it. That's number one. Number two, Angelo, as an added bonus, you get to be 320 pounds outside in 90-degree heat running into 350-pound men who want to kill you. So it's not that exciting. It's the worst part of the job, to be honest with you. The best part of the job is after you make the team and you're in the season, and you start getting the paychecks, and you start playing in front of the packed crowd. That's what's fun. These next 6 weeks, worst 6 weeks of the year for an NFL player.
All right, so I get it. There's a lot of grunt work that goes into a season. But how different is it when you are learning a brand-new head coach? Like, how does that change that whole sense of starting a training camp?
Well, I think change is sometimes difficult, but it also keeps it more interesting. You know, I mean, I've been places where the same coach had been there for a while, and you kind of heard everything he's going to say. You know, like everything he's got in his bag of tricks for motivation or whatever. You've kind of been there, done that. So when there's a new head coach, and I had nine of them.
Oh!
It's very interesting. And by the way, huge disparity between the coaches. I'll give you one quick story, Angelo. My rookie year, I was playing for the Redskins. That's what the name of the team was at the time. And Marty Schottenheimer gave, like, the best speech the night before training camp. It'd be like tonight, right? Sirianni will have a team meeting tonight. Schottenheimer gave the best speech I ever heard. I was so pumped. The hair on the back of my neck was, like, I was ready to kill a guy, right? The next year we go to training camp, and Steve Spurrier's our head coach. Oh. And he says, fellas, I went to 13 of these here training camps when I was in the NFL, and, you know, I don't remember one good thing we ever got out of it, But we're supposed to be here, so let's try to get something done. That was his opening season speech.
Then he went golfing.
Oh, man.
Yes. So there's a wide variance, Angelo. And I'll say this. The one thing we know for Sirianni, he's not going to give the Spurrier speech. He'll be a lot closer to the Schottenheimer speech in terms of his excitement and enthusiasm.
But here's what I want to know. You had nine of these. I mean, just the way they ran all aspects of it, was Belichick obviously the best coach?
I think he was a very good coach. I would not say he was obviously the best coach. Look, I mean, I had Parcells, I had Joe Gibbs, I had Schottenheimer. I had a lot of really good coaches. I always say that Belichick was the best at game planning week to week during the season. I think he showed his clout there more than training camp. And the one thing I think that they lost last year that people don't realize, you know, I don't know how much of it, Angelo, was the Patriot way and how much of it was like you just didn't want to let down Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I played football for 18 years. When I was at center in practice, Brady would look at me and be like, come on, Ross, you and me, great snap first. And I'd be like, okay, Tom, okay. You know, I mean, like, there was such a level of accountability to Brady, and you did not want to let him down, that I think the best teams are really leader and veteran driven, meaning like the older guys set the standard and the younger players really don't want to let them down, as opposed to like being afraid of or motivated by the coach.
Now you got me. I got to ask this. How old are you, Ross?
42.
You're younger than Brady? Does it blow your mind that Brady is still playing football?
Yeah, so two things about that. Number one, yes, it does, but my daughters are 8 and 9 now, so I hope he plays forever because he's the only thing still keeping me a little cool in their eyes because all the boys at school know who Tom Brady is, and they're like, yeah, my daddy played with him and snapped. Uh-huh. So, like, I hope he plays forever. Secondly, there should be an investigation into how good he still looks.
Yeah.
Like, he looks better now, Angela, than he had 20. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if it's like a face. Like, I don't know what I don't know what the guy's doing. He looks better than he did 15 years ago when I was there. It's crazy.
All right, that part I kind of have figured out. It's got something to do with Giselle, but I don't have it all figured out yet. But let me get to what's going on here because it's kind of ruining my buzz right now because I am excited about Sirianni. I am excited about Devontae Smith. I have a good feeling about the team. They got Steve Nelson. They now have two solid corners. They've made the right moves in this offseason after they unloaded Wentz. But I don't like the rumors about Deshaun Watson. Give me your take right now on the Eagles being the most likely destination for this loser. I hate this guy.
So I think it is an unprecedented business opportunity that the Eagles absolutely should consider, Angela. And I will say this. They have a lot more information than you or I do. I'm not saying they should do it. And I think the Texans, it's kind of laughable that the Texans are asking for 3 first-round picks or a combination of 5 high picks and talented players. I don't think that's happening. I do think it's something the Eagles should look into and get as much information. I mean, Angelo, this never happens. A star quarterback in his prime. Now, whether or not you want to do it, I mean, man, there's the legal risk. There's the risk of the NFL's discipline. I will say this. I'm typically probably more in your camp. I'm typically more risk-averse. But if you think about, you know, Jeffrey Lurie signing Michael Vick, or you think about some of the really big moves that Howie Roseman has taken on, by the way, some of which have been very successful, they are clearly comfortable taking on multiple levels of risk.
But Ross, this is what's bugging me the most. I really have faith and admiration for the guy who currently is the starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts. I don't like the idea that no one this whole offseason has given that kid any respect whatsoever, and these rumors are another indication of that. It's upsetting me. I like Jalen Hurts. Is that horrible?
No, it's not, and it's not fair. And guess what? I learned really early, the NFL is not fair. I mean, it's not fair to Jalen Hurts. You know, I get asked every day, So you think Jalen Hurts is going to be good? What do you think? I'm like, dude, he played like 3.5 games.
Yeah.
Like, can I watch him play this year and then tell you what I think? No, I got to know right now. But I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think the Eagles would be doing their jobs if they didn't look into that. Here, you know, here's what I would say, Angelo, and I don't know the deal with all of the allegations against them. I've read some stuff. It sounds really weird and bizarre. I don't know what that means for settling the cases or – I mean, his lawyer came out yesterday and said, I don't know why the Texans are asking for so much. He's got 10 criminal complaints against – I never heard that
That's
before.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
His lawyer's weird.
Are they trying to get him released or lower his value?
Yeah, Rhea, they're trying to get him out of there. I've never seen a lawyer come out and say – man, my guy's got all kinds of bad stuff going on. You better get rid of him. I mean, I've never seen it. Usually the lawyers are the opposite. So, you know, it's one of those deals. And let's be honest, because I've seen it on social media already. If you say the Eagles should go after him and should try to trade for him, then everybody says, oh, my gosh, how can you say that? He's horrible. Look at all the things he did. If you say I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole, then people will say, he's innocent until proven guilty. How do you know that he did it? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, you just can't win.
I know, but you were talking about your daughters. You were talking about Tom Brady. You know why your daughters would be interested in that? Because he's a role model. He's a winner. He's been a winner for so long. He's the greatest in his position ever. And he's not a guy that would be involved in the kind of tacky stuff that Deshaun Watson is. No, do not bring him here. It will embarrass our city, including your daughters. No, the answer is no. All right, one last thing I got to ask you, because you are going to be doing the games, and you're terrific at that. We got a brand new head coach who's never called the plays, who's never been a head coach in the NFL or anything close to it. Ross, how can we tell, even in the preseason games, if the guy running the Eagles, if any new head coach knows what he's doing? Are there ways we can tell just watching the way he manipulates the roster?
Yeah, I really think so, Angelo. And I don't know how many starters they'll play and for how much and all that stuff. But no matter who's on the field, and by the way, we've talked about it a couple years ago, half those guys ended up playing in the playoffs against the Seahawks. So a lot of these guys do end up contributing later on in the season. But no matter who's on the field, I think we can learn a lot about Nick Sirianni this preseason. And not really the game planning or the play calling, because if he's smart, I think he'll keep most of that stuff close to the vest and wait till the season. But I'm just talking about attention to detail, Angelo, and organization. Are they getting a lot of penalties in the preseason? Are they getting a lot of stupid penalties? Do they have like 13 guys on the field for a field goal? You know what I mean? Like stuff like that would be big red flags to me if there are organizational issues. You know, there's only 9 guys out there for a punt and Johnny comes running on the field, you know, right before the punt. Like stuff like that would really get me concerned if there were organizational and attention to detail issues. And you can absolutely see that and his sideline demeanor during the preseason.
It's great stuff. Can't wait. He will be with all 3 of the preseason games, and we love him. Russ Tucker, you're awesome. Thanks so much, pal.
All right, see you guys.
He also does our pregame show on WIP.
He does our pregame. He's everywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.